Despite offering a revised wage increase offer, SAA may be in for some turbulence. NUMSA and SATAHU have confirmed that they will be going ahead with the planned strike action tomorrow, which will last indefinitely. The unions also remain disgruntled about potential job cuts. In the meantime, SAA board member Martin Kingston has said that the airline will not be able to withstand a strike, and he joins us on the line now to discuss just how much of a spanner in the works this throws for a potential turnaround at SAA. Thanks so much, Martin, for your time this evening. So as a board member, you haven't had any direct engagement with the unions in these negotiations, but you have been overseeing the process, and clearly the lack of resolution showing just how tenuous the situation we face right now.
No, that's absolutely right, Alicia, and good evening to you and your viewers. It's the last thing that I have to say the board of SAA or a shareholder wants is to have a strike, is to have not even a short-term, let alone a protracted situation where we have to ground the airline and forfeit the revenues, inconvenience our passengers, and actually put at risk the recovery strategy and the turnaround plans that are underway and that are being implemented.
Yeah. Where has the line in the sand been drawn on your side, Martin? I mean, what's the offer that you've tabled against the demands for an 8% wage increase?
Now, I need to start by saying that what we have offered is 5.9%. On the proviso that we're able to secure the funding. At the moment, it's well known, it's in the public domain, that we need working capital for the balance of this year. We're seeking to secure 2 billion rand from the banks. That needs to be secured by way of support from the South African government. We're in negotiations with the South African government. That 2 billion rand actually doesn't cover the increase that the workers are looking for. We've told them that we're happy to agree to 5.9%, backdated to the 1st of April this year, with the proviso that we've got the requisite funding. We're going to have to go and find that funding.
Yeah, so it's that 5.9% increase on condition that hasn't been digested well. And with you sitting very far apart on this, the next question is, what next? Because clearly you've highlighted quite emphatically in the media, Martin, that SAA cannot withstand this pending strike action.
No, we can withstand it for a very short period of time. Obviously, the workers who are going out on strike are doing it on a no-work, no-pay basis, but they prejudice the survival and indeed the turnaround of the airline. We'll have to review it, and we'll be doing so as a board on a daily basis. But we're not going to be in a position to increase our offer or extend it further than it's already been made. The reality is that the strike simply exacerbates a worsening situation. It puts at risk not only the turnaround plan that's been approved by the board and put in front of the shareholder and the public at large, but our current ability to trade. And it inconveniences the public at large, those who are already traveling, those that were intending to travel. And it puts at risk and prejudices the franchise of the airline going forward.
Yeah. Where, you know, it essentially seems like it's boiling down to a case of, you know, who's going to blink first at this point, Martin. I've got to ask, as far as that turnaround at SAA is concerned, how much progress is really being made?
We have made very significant progress. We had to look at a balance sheet that has been severely undercapitalized. I need to acknowledge that the shareholder has been extremely supportive. And when I say the shareholder, that of course is the South African taxpayer at the end of the day, in providing us with capital support. At the moment it's not adequate. We need more, as I said, for liquidity. But nevertheless, our balance sheet will be in better shape. We have been in the process of recruiting top management. We've already got a chief executive of SAA Technical. We've brought on board a chief commercial officer. We're in the final stages of recruiting both a CEO for the airline and a CRO for SAA. We have considered what fleets are profitable. We've changed our fleet configuration, as you know, and routes that are appropriate for us to fly on. I think that we've made significant progress. All of that progress, I have to say, is put at risk by the action of the unions in respect of the forthcoming strike.
Despite that progress, though, you know, you have failed to submit SAA's financial statements to Parliament over the past 2 years. So what's holding things back on that front?
Okay, so we made that clear yesterday in Parliament that we're in a position where we're not able to submit unless we know that we can prepare them on a going concern basis. There's a discussion that's taking place with the Auditor General and equally with the shareholder to ensure that we can have the requisite liquidity to look forward for the next 12 months. That's what we require to be a going concern and prepare our accounts on a going concern basis. That's an ongoing discussion that we're having with both the shareholder and specifically with the National Treasury to ensure that they can give us the support that we require so that we can prepare them on a going concern basis as opposed to on a liquidation basis. If we prepare them on a liquidation basis, the ramifications are very dire, not just for SAA, I have to say, but for the country much more broadly in the context of confidence levels. Obviously, there's the cross default within the SAA system. It's not just the 9.2 billion rand that we owe to the banks that become due, but all of our leases accelerate immediately.
Okay. Amidst it all, as you've highlighted right at the top, you say you need more funding. We had a comment from Business Leadership South Africa today that the SAA strike is a test of government's resolve in labor disputes over SOEs. Is this non-capitulation evidence or further evidence, Martin, of just how much government doesn't have to give or isn't willing to give at this point, and that you will have to simply stand your ground here?
It's absolutely clear that that's the case. The Minister of Finance has made it clear most recently in his medium-term budget policy statement that we have no fiscal space, that we're going to have to tighten our belts. And tightening our belts means that they don't have the ability to provide incremental support to SOEs. It doesn't matter whether that's SAA or other SOEs. Obviously, we're trying to motivate them that they can give us guarantees, not actual provision of capital injections, guarantees, which we have surplus guarantees on our balance sheet at the moment, to secure the debt. But clearly they have priorities that they have to attend to. And it is true, I agree with the BLSA position, that we are not as a board able to move, and we've had no indication from government that they're going to be prepared to continue to provide unlimited support to SOEs, including SAA.
Yeah. Already 900 jobs on the line. How much more potentially at risk here? Because one wants to get a sense of, you know, the kind of restructuring you're forced to consider at this point, Martin.
Well, the Section 189 process that we've announced is because we need to reorganize SAA, restructure it to ensure that we have a fit-for-purpose organization for the future, one that is financially viable and commercially sound. We estimate that about 20% of the headcount is at risk. The reality, exactly as you say, is that the strike and the consequences of the strike simply exacerbate and put at risk further jobs.
Yeah. Does SAA, before I let you go, does SAA not need to be opened up to private participation very fast? Because at this stage, so many are wondering, Martin, what developmental purpose the national carrier actually serves when it's acting as such a drain to the fiscus, which needs to have funds deployed to even greater priorities right now.
So that is a decision for the shareholder. The shareholders indicated very clearly that they are not only open to but actively considering bringing private sector participation onto the register. The board's role is simply to facilitate that process and to protect the interests of the company.
Are you seeing any interest from a private sector level?
At the moment, that interest has not been indicated whatsoever to the board of SAA. If there has been interest, it's been communicated directly to the shareholder. But the board is not engaged in any such discussions at the moment.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Martin, for your time this evening. That, of course, SAA board member Martin Kingston.